Hello, this is Roger Schaus, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is part of our Heaven Bound podcast family. Jumpstart number 2708, first written October 30th, the year 2020. Proverbs 16, verse 27. A worthless man digs up evil, while his words are like scorching fire. Our mothers taught us that sticks and stones will break our bones, but words will never hurt us. That little saying was to help us get through school. The kids could be cruel, and they could say mean things. Bullies like to pick on others and intimidate. However, we found out later on that broken bones can mend much faster than a broken heart. Things that were said about us stuck with us, and for some they altered and even reformed the way that they thought about themselves. As we become adults, we put aside mom's saying, but we've sure found out that people can be mean. Co-workers can belittle, gossip, and just be cruel. Even among brethren, some can be so judgmental, critical, and condescending. Some leave worship services worse than when they were coming in, and some dread going to worship, fearing having to face and hear the stuff that ought never to be said. Hurt feelings. It happens. It happens all the time. It's enough for some young preachers to quit, and they have. It's enough for some brethren to look for another congregation, and they do. And those that love to be big bullies at church create a spirit that often takes decades to overcome. Sometimes it even takes a few trips to the cemetery before things will change. And worse, especially among brethren, is that this is allowed. People put up with it because they fear the bully. It's easy to tell someone, just get some tough skin, don't let those things bother you, but they do bother us. And what they do when we have been hurt. First of all, don't be the source of this trouble. It starts there. It's easy for one to turn into what he's against. One bully creates another bully. Turning your cheek, loving your enemy, not taking account of wrong suffered. All those powerful biblical principles ought to drive us to be disciples of Jesus. We know better, and we ought to do better. There's no place for bullies at church, but we know that they're there. They can derail all the good that the congregation is doing. They can kill the plans and create an atmosphere of negativism. Just make sure that you're not this way yourself. Secondly, remember that Jesus never treated you this way. Allowing a bully to drive you away from the Lord is wrong. The bully is wrong, but not the Lord. Don't blame Jesus for irresponsible people who claim to be his followers. God is good. He's always good to us. Thirdly, when something unkind has been said to you, don't respond at the moment. If you do, you'll likely regret what you say. Anger is a natural reaction that only makes things worse. Go home, cool down, think about it, pray about it. Maybe in a backward and offensive way, what he said was true. Maybe you need to do some adjusting to your attitude and behavior. There is a possibility that the person was wrong. They may be jealous. They may have a motive to hurt you somehow. They may have simply not liked you. You know where you are with things. As long as the Lord is pleased with you, it doesn't matter. He may not like you. That's his problem. You continue to do what's right, and the Lord wants you to do the same. Fourth, it will likely won't do much good, but try to talk to the bully. Don't do that before a crowd. One-on-one. Set a time up. You may find that he never intended to be hurtful. If he has a heart, he'll apologize, and you may have won a new friend. If not, you've tried to make matters right. Put some distance between you and him. If it continues, it may be necessary to talk to the shepherds and get them involved. The current culture that we live in allows a person to be offensive, crude, and hurtful until lines are crossed, and then simply say, "I'm sorry," is supposed to take care of everything. That may be the culture we live in, but as disciples, we must walk according to Jesus and not modern culture. Many a visitor to worship has been run off by offhand comments that should never have been said. The golden rule ought to come to our mind before we say anything. The scorching fire from our passage will burn shrubs and trees and even houses. It will not pay attention to the value of things, nor how destructive it is. A scorching fire may be put out quickly, but the damage left may take a long time to recover. And with a scorching fire, resources and attention must be poured that way, and other things tend to stop. The Corinthians had a trouble with these things. So heated were they that lawsuits were being drawn up. The joyful book of Philippians reminds us of two sisters that Paul named and told them to live in harmony. Get along with each other. We can push the limits of our relationships and even strain them to nearly breaking point. I understand that someone may be different than I am, yet pleasing the Lord is something that we need to remember. He may use a different translation than I do. He may sit in a different place in the building than I do. He may arrive at a different time than I do. And I can dress him down and give him a mind in order to get him straightened out, and yet it may be that I'm the one who needs to be straightened out, especially in my attitude and with my words. Look at the people around Jesus, former demon-possessed people, lepers, Samaritans, Roman soldiers, Gentiles, women. For the Jewish heart, this looked like an island of misfit toys. Yet, loved by God, these folks were walking with the Lord. Relationships can be hard. We can bump and bruise each other and be a bit touchy with one another. Yet, if we have a mindset of being the people of God, all of us, we can learn to get along, help one another, and be the mighty kingdom that Jesus Christ wants. Let's work on these things. Thank you so much for listening.